This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, a look at the real cause of spiritual tragedy in the lives of well-known and little-known Christians. Leroy has a practical application for each of us as we study Leviticus chapters 18 through 20. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Recently I was talking with a scientist who told me about a 32-inch steel pipe that carried 1,800 pounds of steam pressure that suddenly exploded with terrific force. People were burned, the room was destroyed. The force was so powerful that the insulation was peeled right off the walls. The cause? A small impurity in the weld. The impurity was so tiny, no one even noticed it, but it blew a 30-foot hole in that huge steel pipe. Sin never begins big. It always begins as a tiny impurity, but it always contains the potential for destruction on a massive scale. As we read today's passage, we wonder, how low can society go? How deep into sin? How polluted can the human spirit become? How degraded the human race? There are laws and commands in this short section of Scripture that stagger the mind. And in light of this reality, the Lord speaks very plainly and bluntly to His people. He says, "After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein ye dwelt, shall you not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, where I bring you, shall you not do. Neither shall you walk in their ordinances. You shall do my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk therein. I am the Lord your God." So they were neither to retain the idolatry of Egypt nor take on the moral standards of the land to which they were going. And they were to abstain from the corruption of their own fleshly desires. And if we, like they, are going to guard ourselves against the tremendous power of sin, we'll have to begin with the little things. I remember a man who was what I would call overly familiar with women in his dealings with them. And I spoke to him about it one day and just shared very honestly that I thought this over-familiarity with women was going to kill him off spiritually if he didn't deal with it. We had quite a discussion over a period of time about it, and the result was that even though it was a little thing to him, he came to see it as something he had to deal with before God and change. And he did. In the Christian life, a blowout begins with a small, slow leak. And if we are to avoid these huge, visible sins of immorality and dishonesty, we must deal with the little things, the slow leaks, the tiny impurities in the wells of our soul. May God give us wisdom and courage to confront those things that look small, but can be used by the devil to destroy us. Until Monday, this is Leroy Imes.
If you've been challenged by this broadcast, we'd like to send you The Navigator's Daily Walk, a free Bible reading and daily devotional guide that will keep you in step with these programs. Your daily Bible reading will coincide with each broadcast, Monday through Saturday. Write The Navigator's, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, the exciting results of discovering and accepting the leadership role God has for you. Join us on Daily Discipleship.